Hey, this is Annie with Road Grime, and I'm here with my sister Susie, and we're in LA, and we just had the most amazing week ever. Well, one of the most amazing weeks ever, I have to say. I flew in Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which was the 29th of November.
Picked you up at the airport.
And we, came back here and hung out. Got here early, like 11-ish. And then we got ready to go see the next to the last Slayer concert at the Forum. And it was fucking most epic. We got to have Forum club passes. And fucking everybody was there.
Yeah, there was a shit ton of people there. But I did tell you that if you think tonight's crazy, tomorrow will be absolutely insane.
Which it was.
So night one, we drank pretty good.
Yeah, we drank really good.
We saw one song of Phil Anselmo because we got there and the tickets weren't ready. So we were outside waiting for a bit and got in and went right in, saw the last song, and then went back in, got some drinks, said hello to a bunch of people, saw couple songs of Ministry.
Yeah, we went and seen a few songs of of Ministry.
And then went back and missed all of Primus.
Sorry, Primus.
We had to have some time to drink.
That's true.
To get primed for Slayer.
True.
And then we were told by Brian Slagle from Metal Blade, who was like, you have to be there for the beginning of the set because it's going to be a special set. King told me it was going to be a special set. And I was like, cool. So we didn't miss any of it. We got there. We were in our seats. And, you know, the music started. And the crosses turned upside down. And then the Slayer logo appeared. And then the curtain dropped. And then full-on Slayer awesomeness. And it was a sick set list.
Yeah.
Did they start with that day? Mandatory Suicide? Or?
No, I'm pretty sure it was South of Heaven.
Was it South of Heaven? Okay.
Pretty sure it was South of Heaven. It was an amazing show. We had seats kind of like side stage. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And the crowd was...
It was South of Heaven. South of Heaven, Die by the Sword, Evil Has No Boundaries, Show No Mercy, Black Magic, War Ensemble, Temptation, Disciple, Gemini, Born of Fire, Payback, Postmortem, Jesus Saves, Seasons in the Abyss, Hell Awaits, Dead Skin Mask, Repentless, Chemical Warfare, Raining Blood, and Angel of Death. Fucking insane set list. So good.
Yeah, it was awesome. Let's see, it was fucking great. And then after Slayer was done, we went back to the club and drank, and we
hung out mostly with Rita and the Phil and Selma and the Illegals. Phil wasn't there, was he?
No, I didn't see him.
It was just
the
rest of the band.
Yeah. Who else did we meet that night?
And there were so many people.
Oh, there was so many people. It was crazy. It was awesome. They had a fucking Slayer cake. They had a big ice sculpture with like Jägermeister in it. They had like raining desserts, so they had a whole spread of desserts.
Yeah, the funniest thing is in the Forum Club they always have like a killer cake with like a logo and everything, and everybody takes a picture of the cake. And like somebody commented on a friend's post, was like, I think I've seen more pictures of that fucking cake than I have of Slayer. Which is pretty funny.
I don't think anyone even ate the cake.
Yeah, I didn't.
Both nights I don't think anyone ate the cake. It was too cool. But they didn't have Slayer cupcakes, and it was really awesome. And then they had food, and Susie got cut off at the bar.
Yeah, because some dude was just picking out people that had drinks and cut me off. I wasn't even that drunk that night.
No, we did pretty good. We stayed till they kicked us out, which was about...
That sounds wrong. They didn't kick us out.
But they were closing down. Right.
It's a completely different thing.
Right. But still.
But yeah, so then we went home and went to sleep. Woke up the next day and we were a bit hungover, but mostly my neck was just broken and I had to use some Icy Hot. of all the headbanging. The slightly inebriated
headbanging. We were totally headbanging, like, the whole show.
I mean, it's Slayer. Second to last show, you gotta headbang.
It was amazing. And so, let's see, what else did we do? We just kind of hung out until it was time to go back. And then we got back and for the second night, and we got there ahead of time. Well, they had the tickets out, so we got to see all of Phil and the Illegals, their set, which was pretty awesome. Because
at one point, there was somebody that came up on stage. My sister was like, "Who is that?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And then, like, he pulled some more people out, and he was like, "Jason Momoa." And Annie's heart stopped. She looked at me, and I thought she was literally going to pass out and shit her pants at the same time. She was like, "Jason Momoa!" And I just started laughing.
Because I seen some, like, little kids out on the stage with, like, the guitar player, like, headbanging. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, who is that? And then Charlie from Anthrax got and did a drum.
Charlie was up before that.
Yeah. And he drummed. And then he played, like, after, I forget what song he drummed. But anyway, Phil did all of a Pantera set. And then when he played This Love, yeah, like, the kids were on stage. I'm like, who are these
with people? Jason Momoa.
With Jason Momoa. And
Scott Ian.
And we were kind of far away, so we couldn't really tell who anyone was. And then, yeah.
Well, it's not, I mean, we weren't super far away. It's just, it was also blue.
Yeah, it was hard to see.
It was blue lighting. And
I can't see for shit.
And, I mean, like, unless we're right up front, I mean, like, you wouldn't, how would you know whose kids those were?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jason Momoa is a big mess of hair, so.
Like, everyone up there had a big mess of hair.
Like, you knew that was going to happen.
So, anyway, after that set, we went back into the Forum Club, and we were sitting there, we got some food, and we're sitting there, and then, oh, who comes walking by us to go get some food but Jason Momoa?
Annie started freaking out.
Yeah, I totally creamed my pants, and so did apparently everybody else in the Forum
Club. He was being mauled by that entire place.
Poor guy, but.
And after I ate, I was like, all right, fine, let's get you a picture. And I acted like your PR person. I was like, excuse me, Mr. Momoa, I'm going to need you to meet my sister Annie. Annie's a big fan. I stand right here. I'm going to need a picture. All right, great. Thank you. Now I'm going to need to bring you over to my friend Kristen Mulderig that manages Slayer. Because we had talked to Kristen. She was like, you see him, you bring him over here. And I was like, girl, you know I will. So did that.
Yeah. And like everybody was there that night. Like Scott Ian, Charlie from Anthrax. Fuck, I can't even begin to tell you everybody who was there because everyone was there. And Kristen ended up taking us downstairs.
Yeah. And Kristen's like, let's go backstage and say hey and do some shots.
Yeah, so we like went downstairs and we happened to just be standing there. And then Kerry King was walking through. So we got a picture with Kerry King, which was amazing.
Kristen's like, no, Kerry, I need you to come up. She turned into you know, manager person. Yeah, it's Susie from Apple. Come on, get a picture with her and her sister. And then you know, he's, like, doing stuff. And he was actually, like, you know, we saw him later, like, hauling a bunch of stuff to sign. I'm like, why are you doing this, Kerry King? Aren't you supposed to play your last show ever in, like, 25 minutes? What the fuck? But then we walked into, like, this friends and family backstage area, and Kristen just started pouring us shots of this coffee Jaeger and kept filling them up over and over and over, like six or seven of them.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all right, now let's go over here. And then poured us glasses of wine. We were just chatting. We missed all of Ministry and all of Primus.
Yeah.
And then we're just hanging out and like hung out with, you know, like the whole management team, Rick Sales and Nerny Gonzalez and Kristen Mulderig, who are just the fucking best people on the planet. I love them.
Super awesome.
And then Annie's like, I gotta smoke. And I was like, yeah, me too. So we're like, we're gonna go upstairs and smoke and get ready for Slayer. Because, I mean, time was dwindling down.
Right.
And so we walked upstairs, or we took the elevator and we walked into the Forum Club. I think we got a beer or something, maybe? No. No, we had beer because we got beer on the way out and got another shot because we were smart people.
Okay.
And by smart people, I mean like total idiots. And as we came up, I saw King Diamond, like not in makeup, just hanging out. And I was like, oh, fuck, King Diamond. And he just ran to the smoking section. And I'm like, hi, King Diamond. And he was like, oh, hi. And his manager, Justin Archangel, who I also love, is a great guy. I was like, oh, this is Susie from Rebel. He's like, oh, hey, Susie, it's so nice to meet you again. And I'm like, oh, you know who I am. And I was like, totally nerdy. I'm like, he's like, I love that you wore my makeup the last 2 years. And I'm like, shut up, you've seen it. And he's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, this year you didn't have enough white on. And I was like, well, sorry. Like, I had some shitty makeup this year. And then I was kind of under a time crunch. And, and we just sat there and talked, and he was so awesome, and, like, just, it was just, like, mind-blowing. And I kept apologizing to him, like, I'm sorry, I just did, like, 7 shots of Jaeger? Like, not normally this drunk, like, but, you know, sorry. But I'll see you, like, tomorrow, because King Diamond was playing Sunday at the Wiltern, so we had already planned Slayer, King Diamond. And he was, you know, very kind and sweet, and then I asked for a picture, and took a picture, and I looked totally nerdy in it, but it's kind of funny.
It was a great picture.
And then I went outside and while everybody else started mauling King Diamond. And I was like, dude, you missed King Diamond. And she was like, what? She had no idea.
Yeah, I was like, I wondered where she went, but I figured you seen someone you were talking to or whatever. And
it's so funny, though. Like, 90 billion people in that room were like, Jason Momoa, oh my god. And I'm like, King Diamond, oh my god. Also, Joe Manganiello or whatever was there, and like nobody gave a shit about him. And he's pretty fucking hot too. But like, Jason Momoa was like the brightest shining star.
Oh my god. Everybody. All, like, not just the girls, but all the dudes. Everybody. It was.
He's a good sport, that guy.
He was. And he had his 2 kids, and it was pretty cool. Like, Charlie brought his daughter. King Diamond brought his son.
His cute little baby.
Scott brought his son. Jason brought his 2 kids. And it was like, hey, let's bring our kids to the last Slayer show. It was pretty awesome. So, yeah, after that, then we had to get out to our seats because Slayer is going to come for the final time ever. We went to our seats and we watched a couple songs there.
Yeah. So, wait, hold on, I'm pulling up the set list. Was it the same set list? No, it wasn't.
No, it was different.
Fuck, I keep pressing the wrong button. They started again with South of Heaven, then they did Repentless, Most Postmortem, World Painted Blood, Hate Worldwide, War Ensemble, Stain of Mine, Disciple, When the Stillness Comes, Born of Fire, Payback, Seasons in the Abyss, Jesus Saves, Chemical Warfare, Hell Awaits, Dead Skin Mask, Show No Mercy, Raining Blood, Mandatory Suicide, and Angel of Death. So we watched from our seats, which were kick-ass seats.
Yeah.
But then Kristen was like, come to the soundboard. And I was like, all right. So we went to the soundboard, which was on the floor. And it was actually further away than where our seats were. But I don't know, it felt right to be there. You know, because that's where management was. And
like, Jason Momoa.
Like, you know, every other, you know, person that was.
Scott and Charlie. And
so, yeah. And then, you know, we kind of, like, stood up in front of that. Yeah. We walked to the back, but it kind of sucked. So we stayed up in front and just fucking totally nerded out.
Oh, we were fucking head-banging motherfuckers.
And we were, I mean, we were also pretty lit. We had drank during Slayer, but we had drank enough before Slayer. Some
fucking Jagger shots, dude. That's why I had to run out for a smoke. I was like, if I don't smoke, I'm gonna die.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good.
But that was amazing. And then after,
when they finished, like, you know, there was a long, long time period of them on stage, like, saying their goodbyes, and, like, Kerry King took off his chains and, like, held them up and then dropped them on the ground, which was when I kind of broke. That made me start crying. I mean, like, I got, like, a little verklempt a few times, like, fuck, this is the last time I'm going to hear Dead Skin Mask live. This is the last time I'm going to hear Mandatory Suicide live. This is the last time I'm going to hear Rain Blood live, you know, like, fuck. Angel of Death. It's here already. Yep. Shit. You know, and then...
the last of the last.
You know, and then Tom just, like, soaked it in for what seemed like an eternity that I wish was still going on, you know? Because it's still really sad.
Yeah, they brought all the crew out and hugged everybody, and...
and they presented them these really cool awards, these, like, cool, like, framed things, these plaques.
That we got to help unwrap.
Yeah, we did, when we were drinking wine. Yeah, it was really special and really emotional, and, like, it was just so loud of people just screaming.
And crying.
Yeah, and it was pretty great. So, and then they eventually left the stage, and we eventually left the soundboard, and then we went back up to the Forum Club.
Yeah, we went back there for a little bit because we had to give them time to decompress. Yeah,
right.
And we got a couple beers and probably some shots.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, we totally got a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Because that's when things started going south of heaven for my sobriety. Yeah, like, you know, my buddy Justin was there with Fletcher from Pennywise, and we had to do a shot. Well, Justin didn't do a shot for some reason, but... and then, I don't know, I ran into other buddies, and then we did shots, and then other buddies wanted to do shots, and then... yeah. I think we closed out our tab, and we're like, fuck it, let's go backstage. So we went backstage.
Yeah, I think Kristen came and back got us, and we went back downstairs.
Okay. I do remember closing out, though. Thank God.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we went back there, and then it was, like, a surreal, awesome party.
Yeah.
Full of all of these people that we had just mentioned, like, you know, heavy metal titans, actors, Post Malone was there, like, you know, Slayer, and just, like, you know, the metal community came out in force for this, like, people from all over the place flew out for this last show, and, I mean, it felt really special. It felt like a very historical moment, you know, for a band of that caliber to be, like, signing off in that way. And, you know, everybody, you know, there's always the naysayers that are like, this doesn't feel like they'll be back in so-and-so years or whatever, but it felt pretty real. Like, it still feels pretty real. Like, I don't know. I think, unfortunately, we might not see Slayer again.
Yeah.
And well, I think that's why a lot of people came out from all over the place, because there is that, like, fuck, what if they don't come back? You know, like...
yeah. I remember Friday, we were standing out smoking, and
Annie's like, bah, 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 man, well, they're going to come back to some random dude. Someone was saying
something that, and I'm like, well, what if they're not done? Like, are they really done?
And I'm like, they're done. And I'm like, they might maybe hopefully do, like, a festival tour or a festival show or something in like 5 to 10 years, but they won't tour. And then right behind Annie, a woman goes, oh, they're done. And I'm like, oh, hello, Aisha, Carrie King's wife.
Yeah, she goes, oh, they're done. I'm Carrie's wife, and trust me, they're done. And I'm like, well, I'm still holding out hope.
Yeah, so that was funny.
But yeah, Saturday night, fucking raging. I got shit-faced drunk.
Everybody was shit-faced drunk.
Though. Yeah. I got to the point where, like, Susie, I gotta go. Like, I can't drink anymore. I can't function anymore. So I just found a seat and sat down. Like, I don't even remember meeting Phil, which sucks, because...
yeah, the next day, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, I don't remember, you know, like, the very end of it. Like, I remember that one guy walking us to go smoke at some point and then walking back. And I also remember a guy that from the Illegals that I can't remember his name, but is the nicest dude on the planet. Super that awesome kept giving me giant glasses of whiskey. Gave me a giant glass of whiskey, and that's the one that, like, sealed the deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the blackout. And also, someone told me that Gary Holt was giving me Mad Dog 2020 shots. So that probably just pushed the hangover for the next day, because I was already blacked out, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so at some point we left. Next day, I wake up and feel like crap, so we go back to sleep. Wake up probably around 2, and then looking through my phone, and I'm like, oh, hey, you got your picture with Phil. And he's like, what? She's like, I don't even remember that. Fuck. She's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's the damn shots. If I just stick to beer, I'd have been fine. But no, Kristen kept giving us the Jager shots.
But it's coffee Jager.
It's didn't I'm make like, it that
we,
much.
We were
better.
Both like, we don't drink Jager, and she's like, well, it's coffee Jager. Well, okay then, if you say so.
And it's Slayer Jager, so okay.
And it was also in like a fucking shot a luge cooler, machine,
cooler thing.
So. I mean, it was, like, pretty cool.
And it hasn't really been, hasn't come out in public yet, so.
Yeah, that was her other selling point. It doesn't come out until next year.
Yeah, so, like, oh, well, okay, whatever. And the Jager dude was there and explaining everything. But, yeah, fucking amazing.
There's a lot of pictures on my phone that I don't remember. Me and Gary Holt and John Tempesta. Like, that's the last picture of the night. And I'm like, ooh. We look hammered there, and I, you know, I'm like, yikes. That was probably a real big punisher for Gary Holt. Blacked out Susie, blacked out Tempesta. But fortunately, when we ran into Rita later, she was like, oh, Gary was going hog on Bad Dog 2020 shots. You made everybody that came in his vicinity do one. I'm like, oh, cool. Cool. Then I didn't punish Gary Holt. Or if I did, he doesn't remember it. Awesome.
Probably.
Because, I mean, if I was that drunk, I was probably, like, repeating things.
Yeah.
Like, Gary Holt, I love you. Gary Holt, I love you. I adopted you as my brother, right? Hey, adopted brother, Gary Holt, I love you. That was sad tonight. Hey, Gary Holt, you're my adopted brother. Yeah. Punishment.
Such a great night, though.
Yeah. And according to the Lyft, we left at like 3:16 a.m. And it was still going quite hard.
Yeah.
At that point. I also don't remember seeing Post Malone whatsoever, but like everybody has a picture with him.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing him, but
not that I would care.
I don't know who he is.
He's
so
a nice dude.
Know what to
He's
look
cool.
for.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, he had a giant cowboy hat on that said Post Malone, so you would have...
Totally didn't see that.
I feel like I would have seen... If I saw him, I would have seen that and been like, oh, okay. But who knows? Maybe I was doing shots of Mad Dog 2020 with Post Malone. I don't remember. Could be.
I don't remember seeing a giant cowboy hat. So I would have probably said something stupid.
It wasn't a giant cowboy hat, but it was a cowboy hat.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So the next day, very fucking hungover.
Next day it was horrible.
Like, cripplingly hungover. And we just ordered food and watched TV. And then had to get ready and pull ourselves together. Because it was King Diamond at the Wiltern. And I felt really awful. So but King Diamond. And I'm not going to miss King Diamond. So we got there. Uncle Acid was playing, they went on just after we got there, and they were awesome. They're always awesome. I love Uncle Acid. And then we went backstage and crashed the meet and greet and got to say hey to King, which was awesome. And then we watched the show from the pit, and it was fucking amazing.
It was awesome. That was my first time seeing King Diamond, and it was fucking awesome.
He's so great. It's such a great show.
It is a great show.
It's like... You know, it's just so theatrical and so amazing.
It was good.
Oh,
it was
and
very good.
Also on Saturday, we met Jody, who plays Grandma. She was at the show, and she came up to me, and she's like, Facebook and all of our friends always tell me that we should be friends, so hi, I'm Jody. And I'm like, well, then let's be friends. And she's like, I play Grandma. And I'm like, cool, we'll see you tomorrow night. And we did shots, and she was awesome. So, yeah, we got to chill with her again. At the King Diamond show afterwards, we went into the meet and greet, and that was also ridiculous. King Diamond was like the Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And everybody was mauling him.
Yeah, everyone.
Because he had his makeup on. It was just right off stage. Full outfit, full makeup, and like he maybe got 10 feet into the room before he couldn't go any further. And then didn't move.
And it was not a big area, and there was literally packed in like sardines. People were just all up on each other and all trying to get at King Diamond for a picture and whatnot. And yeah, and then once he exited, we actually got a picture with him.
Yeah, his wife, Livia, was like, did you get a picture? And I was like, nah. And she's like, well, come here. And so she grabbed me, and I was like, Annie, come here. And then so she was like, you know, can you take a picture with Susie? And he was like, of course. And, like, came over, and he's so nice.
Oh, yeah, so sweet.
And he's
sweet.
Just so super cool and just, like, you know, sits there and talks to everybody and, like, is so genuine and just lovely. And you're like, God damn it. No wonder you're the fucking king.
Yeah, he was...
You're the coolest goddamn dude on the planet.
He was a sweet, sweet person. He was a very nice gentleman.
At Slayer, and then at the meet and greet, and then at the after meet and greet. Like, just really takes the time to, like, you know, talk to the people and connect with them and, like, remembers and, like, a fucking... Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How many people has King Diamond met in his life?
Oh, exactly.
And he remembers me? Like, that's stupid. I love it. That's so amazing.
That was cool. But once he ended up leaving, then half the room cleared out, and then you could breathe again, and it was, yeah.
Yeah, and I drank a King Diamond beer, but I...
Yeah, I did, that, too.
I was like, I'm never drinking again. And it's like, oh, King Diamond beer? Okay.
Only for King Diamond.
But yeah, my stomach was not good. So after he split, we split, and we were on the couch by 11:50.
Yeah, we were on the couch by midnight.
Yeah, I think we watched a little TV, and then had to go to bed because I had to work Monday morning. And then Monday, I went to work, and Annie just watched the Jason Momoa Apple TV Plus show,
Yeah, I binge-watched the whole fucking whatever was on it, and pretty much just kind of healed from the past 3 days. And then Susie got home from work, and we went out to dinner with DJ Will. And we had a nice dinner, got full bellies, and then came back here and just watched TV.
Because I needed to recover, because I had to work.
And then
Tuesday, woke up, got ready, and as I was driving to work listening to King Diamond, I'm like, fuck, we should go to King Diamond tonight. Because that was the other thing. King Diamond played Sunday night in L.A., and then was playing Tuesday night in Anaheim, which is only 35 miles from my house. But it's like, you know, and nobody from not LA understands this. 35 miles is not a normal 35-mile trip like it is anywhere else. 35-mile trip to Anaheim from Los Angeles is might as well be like going to a different state. You know, it might as well be like Grand Rapids to Chicago.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking terrible.
It took over 2 hours to get there.
Yeah. 35 miles.
Of course, it's like 5 o'clock traffic when we left. And yeah, over 2 hours to get there. And we took mostly back roads. So we got to see like Compton and
Downey.
Yeah. Places that it was very interesting, but it took forever. So they were playing at the Grove in Anaheim, which is also right next to the Angels Stadium.
Which Annie's like,
I nerded out on.
Annie's like, oh my God, next time we have to come here for an Angels game. I'm like, girl, I'm not fucking driving 2.5 hours to go see the goddamn Angels in Anaheim. Find someone else.
Like,
and I was like, get DJ Will. And like then DJ Will was at the show. She pulled it on him, and he's like, mm-mm. Mm-mm. Dodgers are bust, girl. You can take a fucking Uber down there.
But that was a good show. We,
yeah, Uncle Acid was kick-ass again.
Yep.
I got a box of cheese. It was lots and lots of cheese that I pawned off to DJ Will. And then King Diamond was fucking excellent once again. And then,
another amazing show.
Hung out for a little bit afterwards, just chatting with some folks that were there. Slagle, Failey, management.
Jenny.
Oh, yeah, Jenny.
I like Jenny. She's
Jenny
awesome.
Douglas from 5B is amazing. Yeah. She's such a badass. She's such a hard worker, and she's so fucking, like, on it. And she's cool as shit.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart.
She also rides motorcycles.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had known that. We could have broke down on some motorcycle talk.
I actually, she went on like a motorcycle trip to some weird foreign country and I sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
That's her.
All right.
Yeah, she's fucking awesome. And as is her dude, Pat.
Well, so. I hope I run into her again and then I can talk motorcycles with her.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then King came out and went into the ice cream truck and signed it and split.
Yeah.
And then we split, and it only took 30 minutes to get back home. And we stopped to get tacos, because, I mean, what else are you going to do at midnight? Oh, and while we were on our way there, my friend from 10th Street, Jackie, Full Metal Jackie, called me, but I couldn't answer because I was weaving in traffic. But she texted me, and she invited me to a very confidential press conference. And I was like, can my sister come? And she was like, of course. And I was like, cool. So, you know, fully knowing that was happening, we sped back to home, Grand Rapids, what the fuck is that? ate tacos, went to bed, and then woke up and got ready because of the press conference. I mean, I had some work that I had to do. Then we went to this press conference at the Sirius building, and the press conference was for the stadium tour, which is Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. And Motley Crue, the entire band, Def Leppard, the entire band, and Poison, the entire band, were all doing this press conference. And they really weren't, like, only, like, media people were invited, and then, like, us.
I was the only regular person there.
Yeah, yes. I mean, like, I'm not at a place that was doing interviews, so, like, I was, you know, I was just there because, A, Jackie and Nikki asked me to come. So, but, yeah, like, you know, their thing is, like, we can't do a Motley thing in L.A. and not have you there. And I'm like, psh, that damn right. Wink, wink.
Hell
please,
yeah.
Forever. Write that into Motley law.
Right.
But yeah, it was awesome. I mean, you know how much I love those guys. I know how much you love those guys.
Yeah, that was fucking amazing. We got to like say hi to all of Motley. We got to say hi to like Bret Michaels,
who was super chatty and like the nicest.
Yeah,
he was like, "Oh, yeah. Hey, blah 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 blah. Come here. No, we're gonna do hugs."
Yeah, well, I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, okay.
And we were like trying, like walking down the hallway, and he stopped us and was like, "Nope, we're gonna talk now." And I'm like, "Oh, I mean, like, yes, we want to talk. Okay,
I'll fucking talk to you, Brett." He's like, "All right, now come on, give me a hug." Okay. And I'm just sitting there like, "Oh my god, oh my god."
Brett Michaels still is a good looking dude.
Oh yeah, he's still a good looking dude. But it was just like, these are dudes we grew up listening to, like,
yeah, like when we were sitting there watching this, like, you know, all of those guys in one room and just sitting in chairs talking about music, I'm just like, fuck, 1988, like, my heart is dying right now.
Right.
In 1988, I was 8, and I really wanted to go to the Pyromania tour because Molly wasn't touring and we weren't allowed to go see Guns N' Roses. And Motley had just finished the Girls, Girls, Girls tour, but they weren't touring that summer. And Def Leppard was all over MTV with Pyromania, and fucking loved that album. And so, and they were doing that big Pyromania tour. And so I went to our father, and I was like, "Dad, I want to go to this concert, Def Leppard." And he was like, "Oh, whatever." He wasn't paying attention. Comes back like a week later, and is like, "Hey, Suze Badoos, I got you tickets." And I was like, fucking A, you know, or I probably didn't say fucking A. I probably right. said something else that an 8-year-old would say, which might have been fucking A. I don't know.
I didn't.
Yeah, right. I was pretty probably swearing at 8. And he hands them over, and they're front row tickets to New Kids on the Block. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I know I swore when I saw the others. Like, "What the fuck is this?" And he was like, "Tickets to a concert that you wanted to see." I was like, I didn't ask for this. I asked for Def Leppard. And he was like, "Well, all kids your age, all little girls your age want to go see New Kids on the Block." I'm like, "Not your little girl." And I was like, "Take them back." I want Def Leppard tickets. And I think he sold them to somebody because I don't know if he knew how to return concert tickets. And Def Leppard was sold out at that point. So, no Def Leppard. And then I was really, like, annoying about it. And I was like, Dad, nah, nah, nah. Because Dad was also, like, not really around all that much when we were kids. So he was kind of just, he'd show up and buy us a Barbie doll or fucking whatever. And, you know, we were kind of like little brats about it. So I remember just, like, harshing his mellow. And then he came back and he's like, all right, all right, all right. And I got you tickets to another concert. And it was Poison and David Lee Roth, which ended up being both of our first concert. And I was 8 and you were 11?
Probably.
Yeah, you're 3
I remember older it was me. Like, it was like in the summer and it was after 6th grade. So.
You're 3 years older than me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went with Mom and Tim Gannon.
Yep. And I remember we were
Dad's
super...
friend from Florida.
Super deaf. All of us were super deaf afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for 2 days.
Oh, God.
But it was awesome.
It was awesome.
So, like, you know, that's the whole weird thing about 1988. That room just culminated in 1988
yeah.
for me.
So to have all 3 bands, all original members, right there in front of us, announcing their tour after Motley Crue said they were never touring again, was just amazing.
Let's just take a moment and say anybody that's pissed about that, like, F off, man.
Yeah, go to fucking hell.
Did you really want to never see Motley Crue again? Like, if that was your plan, then, like, who gives a shit? Why are you even talking about it? Like,
right.
Fuck off.
Then don't go.
Don't go. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Go watch your New Kids on the Block reunion.
Right.
Because I'll be at, like, 1,000 Motley Crue shows.
Yes.
Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett.
Yes.
Yeah. It was awesome. And then, yeah, stuck around, got to watch some of, like, the promo stuff that they had to shoot. And then Crystal was like, come here. Come here! Because I had told her that, like, she knows that I don't have a photo with the whole band. We tried to get it at the Dirt premiere, but, like, Vince had to pee and just, like, split right as we were walking up to get our photo, which, I mean, whatever. We got a photo with most of Motley Crue on the red carpet their fucking movie, which yeah. is insane and still blows my mind. But Vince wasn't there. So today we got to finally get a picture. And technically I have a picture with Motley Crue, the full band, but it's from 1998, and Tom Stavrou, Wizzy from KLQ, who I worked with when I worked there, he took the picture on my crank camera, and it was back when you could smoke everywhere, and he was smoking, and I remember he had it in his mouth, and he was like, shh, 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 click, and so I get the film back, and it's just a plume of smoke, and you can see feet. Like, I hate you, Wiz. Hate you. Yeah. But I love him.
But we were, like, the only ones that got a picture with Motley.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, like, made sure they stayed the fuck up there.
Crystal's a boss.
She's awesome.
Crystal's like, I'm sorry, legendary dudes. I'm gonna just stand right here because Susie Cole and her sister are coming.
Yeah. I love that lady.
Yeah, she's the boss.
And Constant. She's I so love great. Those guys.
They're all so they're amazing. Jackie's amazing. Yes. Chris is amazing.
Jackie. Oh, God.
Autumn's amazing.
And Jackie had a
Pounder,
a little dog. And she, like, asked Susie to hold him for a second. And the dog just, like, totally didn't want anyone but Jackie.
Yeah.
But he was a cute little dog. I got to follow that. He has his own Instagram.
Yeah.
I gotta follow him on the Instagram.
Pounder_rough.
Pounder Rough.
That's a terrible name.
But awesome.
So then we went and got, well, you know, we talked to Nikki for a few minutes, and then we split, and we went and got barbecue, and then we came home. And I also made Annie watch all of the Paradise Lost documentaries about the West Memphis 3. We watched some other documentary when we were hungover, and I was like, oh, girl, you gotta watch fucking Paradise Lost shit. I was like, plus it has Metallica in it.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, but, yeah. So we watched all of that and another movie about it.
Another documentary.
Yeah, another documentary.
West of Memphis. But yeah.
So here we are. It is.
Did you enjoy your week in LA? I had a
fucking amazing time. Like, this fucking town is magical.
It is. It's the best place on the planet.
It's awesome.
Los Angeles is the best place in the world.
And everyone that I have met have been the amazing. Super nice.
I don't hang out with dipshits.
No, that everybody has been amazing. Like, got to see Dal and Heidi and Diana
and Tracy.
Tracy and
Rita DJ and Will. Stacey.
Yup, Rika. Yeah, everyone is just fucking amazing. They're super nice, probably just because I'm your sister, but they're super nice and...
Well, I don't hang out with jerks.
Good, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had an amazing time, and I had to make Susie do a podcast to document all this because it was so mind-blowing, awesome.
And I said a half hour, and it's already been like 50 minutes.
Sorry.
Something, right?
So, like, yeah, two Slayer shows... Two King Diamond shows,
and to top it all off, a Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison press conference,
which was awesome.
Which was your favorite?
I can't even say.
I can't either.
I can't even say.
They're like Slayer, but like fuck King Diamond, but like fuck. Today.
I don't know. I can't. Like, it's just been another mind blowing experience. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Best experiences ever in LA.
Yeah, I can't.
It's heaven, man.
Like, when I think you can't get it topped,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah,
I'm like, after the mega cruise, I was like, best week ever. And then this week, whoa, I don't know. That was pretty fucking close.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I may have topped off here.
I don't know.
I might be able to plateau now, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, two final Slayer shows, King Diamond hangs, and, like, Motley, Def Leppard, Boys, like,
conference.
How am I gonna even fucking, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, I was just sitting there at the press conference, and the dudes were, like, all the bands were walking out. We didn't really get to meet Def Leppard. They just kind of walked through and walked.
I don't know. Did you want to not hang out with Motley Crue?
Oh, no. I totally did.
Who
but
gives a
I was
shit?
Just, I was just saying, like, we didn't get to, like, we
Who'd
didn't,
you rather talk to? Def Leppard or Motley Crue?
I'm just saying, we didn't get to, like, we didn't see them guys or talk to them.
Yeah, because we were talking to Motley Crue.
True. But when I was just sitting there, and then the Poison guys walked out, fucking Ricky Rocket was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, looking around like, I'm doing good.
Annie also loved that we were sitting next to all the wives.
Oh my gosh, yes. We're sitting there watching this. And I've got Tommy's wife to the fucking left of me. I got fucking Vince's wife to the right of me. Nikki's wife is like next to Susie above me to the left. I don't remember where.
Vince's wife, Mick's wife was on the far end next to
Vince's wife. Yeah. And it was just like, wow, I've been watching this with all the Motley wives.
And Courtney, Nikki's wife, who's so sweet, she was like, you're the cheerleader. She's like, I love you. And then Brittany kept turning around. She's like, I love you, Susie. Oh, my God. Because I'm like, fuck yeah, bitch, Tommy, Nikki, Mick, ow! And she's like, oh, my God, I love you.
Yes, that was awesome. And then when Bret Michaels walked through, he shook everybody's hand that was sitting there and, like, talk to them, and yeah, that dude was like,
he's so
super nice.
I think he was just super psyched on it. Like, he's like, this is gonna be a rad tour, this is super fun, and it's gonna be super big. And I think he was just genuinely happy to be there and to be a part of it, and like stoked. And so it was just like, I don't know, embracing the moment,
which was awesome.
Yeah,
it was very,
he shook everybody's hand. He's like, thank you so much. Yeah, so hey, good
like,
to see
you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And he's like licking his hand.
I'm like, no, it was an amazing time. Amazing.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I don't know.
I'm done getting you presents.
Yeah. I don't need nothing.
I win.
Yeah, you totally win. You totally win. And now tomorrow I get to fly home back to reality.
And which has snow.
So yeah. Woohoo!
But I get to go. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. That was this week.
Yeah, so I had to make you do that. Thank you for obliging. Appreciate it.
I'm a softie.
Thank you. It'll just be our memories for later. No one listens to this shit either anyway, so.
When we're all old and shit.
We'll be able to listen to it back. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to end it so we can go to bed. Thank you. I love you. And,
I love you too, Annie Banani.
So, yeah.
You got that on tape.
I did. All right. Well, that's it. I'll see you next time. See ya. Hey, thanks for listening to Road Grime. If you've made it this far and are still interested in more ramblings, check out the website at road-grime.com. You can also hear us on iTunes and Stitcher. And find me on Facebook at Road Grime Podcast or follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Iron Cowgirl76. This is Annie, and I'll see you on the road.